Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's talk Pelham. I'm Andrew Schneider. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley joins us on the program after his Thursday visit to PPI.
You keep coming back to Pella to talk to manufacturers. Why is that important to you to kind of get to these employees directly?
Yeah. Well, it's not more important than talking to other employees other constituents who would come to my town meetings. But when I have a town meeting, let's say at your library or at your old high school or wherever I might go in this town for a town meeting, usually it's older people that come. People that are professional people, that are business people, are here at this factory, whether they're engineers or office workers or production workers, they don't have a chance to come. So I make a point of maybe having about two-thirds of my town meetings or open town meetings, but then I try to cover, like, coming here at PPI or going to the high school, or like tomorrow I'll be in Hampton High School as an example. I try to go where people won't come to me, see? Yeah. Because you got to have a cross section of the population if you're going to represent the people.
Very good. And you were recently, of course, there for the State of the Union and President Obama giving his last one. What were your just initial reactions to that? And what have you really heard from people at some of your meetings that you've had this week since then?
I think I have people feeling, and I definitely feel this way, that the last plea the president made for cooperation, presumably between Congress and people of different points of view, between Republicans and Democrats, between the president and the Congress, kind of rings hollow when he takes a position, as he has so many times, that if Congress won't, I will. You've heard that. Or he says, I have a pen and a phone, and if Congress won't, I will. Well, he's not King George III. That's why we had the Revolution. He's bound by the Constitution. And the legislative branch, he's trying to neuter the legislative branch just because we don't do what he wants to do. And he isn't very cooperative with the Congress in the first place. So I think those things ring hollow.
Speaking of presidents, you mentioned the caucuses, too. Those are just less than a few weeks away now, as many of your Republican colleagues from the Senate and others have campaigned through Iowa over the past couple months now. What are your thoughts when you look to the caucus, and what are you, I don't want to say get the crystal ball out, but what are just your general thoughts about maybe the Republicans or overall with the Iowa caucus and where things are kind of headed on February 1st?
Well, I don't know where they're headed. I suppose what I surmise that you're going to have four or five people within 10 percentage points of what you might call winners. I don't think you're going to have one clear winner. I don't think you're going to have two clear winners. But I think the most important thing is for Iowans to take the caucus seriously, because we're civic-minded people. We're in a good position to start off a presidential contest, and we want to preserve being first in the nation, and I would urge everybody to participate.
And it's a caucus because it's an election year this year, all across the board, presidential, Senate. You're on the rotation this time, of course. When you look ahead to through now in November, I know that's a lot to cover. What are some of the things that Congress and the White House or whatever, the federal government, will be working on between now and that election, especially considering it is an election year?
I think between now, January, and until both the Republican and Democrat nominees are decided, it's going to be pretty much just what we have on the agenda already, and I'll tell you what those are. But after that point where we have a Republican nominee and a Democrat nominee, I think a great deal of the agenda for both the Democrat senators and the Republican senators is going to be kind of supportive of positions taken by our presidential candidates. In between, there's two categories I'll give you, one for the General Senate and one for my work on the Judiciary Committee. I hope to get juvenile justice reform, patent reform, and sentencing reform passed. As Congress as a whole, if Senator Reid keeps his word and he's going to do something he hasn't done for 7 years, he controlled this process when he was majority leader, but he was able to muddy the waters. Now, as a minority leader in the Senate, he didn't ever want the appropriation process to work. Just one big bill at the end of the year. and he's committed, and Republicans were already committed to doing the separate appropriation bills, 12 of them. So you dig down deep into how the money of the federal government is spent instead of one vote on one bill just before Christmas. I think that's going to take up most of our time.
That concludes today's Brent Scott Village. Let's talk Pella. Pella's best value in retirement living.